Pierre, another consideration that comes up is the role of operating system files. Should I back up the operating system files along with my data?
Yeah, that's a question that comes up very frequently, and it's a problem today. We hear a lot about single-instance storage, single-instance backup. When you start backing up operating system files, you will have the same DLL, for example, on each of your Windows servers. You may have 100 servers. Should you back that up? I would say if you have a small environment, I wouldn't worry too much about it, but once you start growing into a larger environment, you probably should not back up operating system files. That said, that should be protected. So we have products like ghosting products. We have products that allow you to virtualize some of your servers, for example, VMware, where you can create a live copy of your system living somewhere else. If you have infrastructure that supports the ability to deploy standby servers somewhere else, all these instances allow you to not back up your operating system files. You don't want to have to do this. You want to back up, however, your system object, such as for Windows registries, because there's a lot of settings in there that you don't want to reapply. But as far as the operating system files, the ones that are installed, I would say get some system images that are updated frequently as your operating system changes and keep that out of your backup loop. Your backups should really protect your dynamic application data and not the operating system files. You can have terabytes and terabytes of data that is stored on tape, and when you try to restore your systems, typically you're not going to restore that. You're going to rebuild an operating system and then restore your data. So why did you back up these files in the first place? I typically recommend against backing them up, but do cover the system objects, which are very specific to configuration information on each system.